Good morning, Sean. Yeah, I'm doing really great. The weather's been great, and yeah, I'm just looking forward to a lot of, well, the Oilers winning, I'm hoping.
Fingers crossed. Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. First off, I just got to give you some props to you and your staff over there at the TELUS World of Science. The exhibitions you bring through are fantastic. Incredibly informative. You make them fun. And you know what? Fun makes learning easy, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's what we need to do. In order for people to learn anything, you do need to make it engaging and fun. You just can't be dry and static. You have to always do something new. And, you know, the fun nature is what really gets kids interested and even adults interested in anything that we do.
I was going to say adults as well. I love bringing my kids through the TELUS World of Science. And I'm a little upset that I didn't get to buy the Toot piano.
Oh,
let's talk about this new show. It's called Stardust, The Universe in You. And there actually is little pieces of the universe in us, isn't there?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, the whole exhibit itself, it kind of goes through like how the universe had its start, at least how we believe it had its start. And then again, how material that you and I are actually made of probably was created in the heart of a star a long time ago.
And it starts with the Big Bang, and we kind of work our way from there.
Pretty much, yeah. We start with whatever the Big Bang was, where space and time kind of exploded and matter was created. Or, again, it's just one of those things. It's still a mystery, but through science, we try to come up with the best kind of ideas, given the evidence that we actually can see using our tools that we have available.
Saw something on TikTok last week, and he was talking about the stars in the sky, and he said that every one of those stars you see, it has its own group of planets. So when you think of how many different universes and how many planets and we are so not alone up there.
Nah, every time I go outside and look up at the nighttime sky, I see those stars, I keep thinking there's got to be somebody else looking back at our little solar system as well, our sun from their vantage point. And, it's just one of those things. The universe is very vast, and to think that life on the Earth is the only life in the entire universe, that's a little too self-centered.
I
think it's an awful waste of space.
And my gosh, this is really an interactive experience too, isn't it? Because you get to do some drumming with some star formations.
Yeah, you do. Well, actually, the drumming itself just takes a look at how when supernova explosions happen, how they kind of seeds the galaxy with the building blocks of life and other things. And it's these ripples of the gas through space that make that stuff kind of coalesce, come together again, forming a new star and most likely a planetary system and possibly life on one of those planets. So it's an exhibit where you basically do interactive things to kind of discover how things formed in our universe, everything from the Big Bang and how space expands to, again, drumming to see how gases kind of compressed together to form again new stars. We take a look at supernova explosions, the stuff that really makes the heavier elements in our universe. When those stars kind of explode, they basically just rush together really quickly, squeezing atoms together, making the heavier elements that you and I are all made out of.
Stardust, The Universe in You. It's one of those shows where we know so much about what's going on up there, but we don't know anything at all at the same time.
Well, the thing is, with astronomy and these particular questions that we pose with cosmology, every question that we answer leads to more questions.
Exactly, right? You're forever learning.
Pretty much. And I think that's what this exhibit tries to do. It tries to illustrate to individuals that, the universe is quite vast. It had a start, at least as far as we can see, that the material's been born out of stars over time. And where is it going? We don't know. Is it going to come down to a big crunch where the universe is going to come back down and compress in on itself and become like a huge black hole or something like that? And
wow,
then eventually the universe will expand again. There's so many just thought-provoking kind of questions with an exhibit like this. And that's another thing that these exhibits try to do, is kind of stir up kind of discussion about all this stuff. And like you said, we don't know everything. I mean, science is just a method by which we use to try to determine things. But even science, one idea that we have this year might be thrown out in 10 years' time because there's a better idea that comes our way that's been tested better and is more plausible to be the maybe closer to truth or reality than the old one.
Can't wait to check it out. Stardust, The Universe in You. It's on now at the TELUS World of Science. How long does it go for?
It'll be going until about the second week of September.
Okay.
So it's here all summer long with us. It's in our feature exhibit gallery space. We'll also have some other activities going on in the back for kids and adults to do. Plus, this summer, if people want to look through telescopes, we do have our observatories going to be open 7 days a week, weather permitting, to look at the sun, our own sun, and see sunspots and flares, and also look at things in our nighttime sky. So, as a double duty, we do have an observatory Observatory there. Plus, we'll have shows in the IMAX and also the planetarium that somewhat tie into the Stardust exhibit itself. So we really give a full kind of feel or experience for our visitors.
Always lots to see and do at the TELUS World of Science Edmonton. Frank, thanks for coming on the show and taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
You too, Sean. Thanks again.